Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Phil Mee, hoping all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Have a great day, everyone. It's 53 degrees at 9 o'clock. Our news time is next, sponsored by the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Family fun at its best. Always something for everyone, including, of course, bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson is one of several high-profile Republicans who've accompanied former President Trump to court today as his criminal hush money trial continues. Testimony from his former fixer Michael Cohen will resume. Cohen will also be cross-examined. His own criminal conviction is likely to come up. Attorney Arthur Idala, not affiliated with the case, says prosecutors will likely try to get that out into the open.
But he is a paid lawyer. Like, as long as there's a paycheck at the end of the day, he'll say whatever he needs to say, and the defense has to spin that.
President Biden set to roll out increased tariffs on high-tech products made in China. Tariffs on electric vehicles will quadruple. The administration says it will not make inflation worse, but new numbers show that prices remain high. Labor Department's producer price index was up 2.2% in April. And Secretary of State Blinken's in Ukraine as Russia renews its push into Ukraine's second-largest city. This is ABC News. A day after OpenAI introduced its latest version of ChatGPT, artificial intelligence taking center stage today at Google, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Google I.O. is the annual conference that Google puts on for the legions of developers who build software with its products, which means
we're not going to see, you know, brand new phone launches and all those kinds of things.
Android authorities C. Scott Brown says Google already launched a new mid-range Pixel phone last week, which clears the way for this week to be all about artificial intelligence technology. Specifically, Gemini, the company's large language model, is set for some updates. Gemini launched to the public last December. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A new collection at Krispy Kreme from Dolly Parton, the country music legend teaming up with a donut chain on four new donuts based on what she calls her favorite southern flavors, including peach cobbler and banana pudding. Dolly Parton collection's available for a limited time. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 66, partly to mostly cloudy, a bit breezy. Winds between 10 and 15. Mostly clear and cool tonight, a low of 42. Wednesday, sunshine to partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 71. Thursday, 70 with scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm. In Richland Center, we have a northeast wind at 5, and it is 53 degrees in Richland Center.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leo Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
On our morning show get-together from WRCO, we're talking about the upcoming Mushroom Festival in Muscadet this weekend. And Carla Doudna is joining us from Utility Office in Muscadet, and Eric Johnson, a Village Board member and Festival Committee Chair, joining us. I'm guessing, Eric, this is somewhat of a busy week. Is that an understatement?
That is quite the understatement, yes, sir.
but it's been building, right? You've been planning since a year ago, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
And so as you look at it this weekend, it looks like weather-wise, you're going to be pretty good, huh?
It's looking that way. It keeps bouncing back and forth. So, but it, this morning, it's looking good for Saturday. So, yeah.
It's probably too early to officially call that, but...
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Step in the right direction.
Knock on some wood there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have you heard as far as people finding mushrooms? Has it been a good year, Eric?
Okay. Actually, it's been quite good, especially compared to the last few years. So, yeah, pretty happy about that.
The rains have been coming at the right time, it seems.
Rain and temperatures have been creating the right conditions, so far so good.
How long have you been involved with the Muscadet Mushroom Festival?
This is third year now.
Third year for it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. And building, it looks like you've got a full list of things for the weekend. It might be bigger and better than ever, isn't it?
That was the goal. I think we're achieving that. So yep, try to get a little better every year. So
Carla, as you look at this, it's kind of like putting a big jigsaw puzzle together, but it looks like everything's in place, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We have a great office staff with Cinda and Amy and myself, and they did a lot of the work before I started there in November. So I think we have a pretty good variety of items for everybody. So I think there's a little bit of something for everybody between food and vendors and activities.
We really focus, in our advertising about Saturday the 18th. That's the big one. But it really starts on Friday, doesn't it, Carla?
It does. And I think the reason that we really don't push Friday is because we don't want people to think it's all day Friday. It really starts late afternoon with our car cruise in and items that I'll let Eric talk about, because that's kind of his specialty, is that car cruise in and everything, isn't it? I mean,
yeah. Yep.
Well, we, tell us about that then, Eric.
Yeah, well, this will be the third annual. So, we're in the Riverdale Bus Barn parking lot, and start at 5 o'clock. And it's I guess the one distinguishing factor, caveat, is that it's not a car show. It's a cruise in, so it's just for automotive enthusiasts. Drive in. Talk, look at other people's vehicles, talk about your vehicle. Obviously, foot traffic, anybody that wants to see some cool cars, come on in and check it out. But yeah, it's just, it's not a car show. It's just for people to cruise in and hang out and have a good time. So
and eat.
And
we
eat.
Have
yep,
some
we'll
great
have,
food
yep.
vendors right there with them.
Yep, we sure do.
Yeah. We have Jose's Mexican food truck and Javita's Kitchen, Utter Brothers Ice Cream. They're all going to be right there at the car cruise, and if I'm not mistaken, right, Eric?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that starts at 5:00. And likewise, this will be the first annual. We got an antique and farm tractor pull starting at 5:00. Well, weigh-ins at 5:00. The pull actually starts at 6:00 p.m. So, and that's going to be on Nebraska Street.
Okay. So people can find that really just off the main drag then, right?
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yeah, it'll be pretty obvious, I think, where that's at.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, you just kind of follow the tractors that are being pulled or driven in, and then they also do have food, right? If I'm not mistaken, they have
yes,
they'll have a food and beverage stand by the Muscadet Snow Sports. Will be sponsoring that, so you know, come hungry to both areas, you know, or try a little bit in one and then visit the other area and do that.
You can just graze then, in other words.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, don't forget, we also have the American Legion Burger and Beverage Stand. That'll be at Mushroom Headquarters. That starts at 5. So we have a nice variety of food areas. So, you know, you can walk off a couple of those calories from the car cruising as you go down to the truck pull and vice versa. You know, it's all good. It's all good.
It's a nice way to feature the cars, though, Eric. You know, as you look at it, it's kind of, I know other communities have done that too. It's a cruise in, but nothing really organized. As far as a parade or anything like that.
Right, correct. Yep, it's just real laid back, and it's just a fun time. People get together and hang out, show what they've got, look at other people's stuff, talk about it, and people can just kind of walk through and enjoy the vehicles. So, yeah, it's pretty great.
Has there been one in the last couple of years that's wowed you, that's arrived in Muscadet?
You mean as far as the cruising as
a car that really just blew you away or anything like that?
Oh, there's several. There's just some neat cars, and it's not who's got the shiniest necessarily, or the fanciest, or the most expensive. There's just some unique things, and you get to hear good stories about vehicles, and it's just a lot of fun.
It isn't always the most restored one either, is it?
Absolutely not. Yeah. A lot of them are just patinaed survivors, which is pretty cool to see that they still exist in that form. So yeah, no, it's great. It's great. Quite the variety.
I was at one last year, and the one that got all the attention was an old station wagon. You know, who would have thought? But those are kind of rare that it was a survivor, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
See what they look like. But then the tractor pull, antique tractor, that kind of ties in as well. A lot of conversations from people, you know, about, oh, I had one of those.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know,
my cousin had one or whatever.
Yep, so. Absolutely. Yep. You get a little brand rivalry going there, which is always fun. So, yep.
So that starts at 5, the antique tractor pull, and that goes through the night then, does it?
Yep. Whenever it ends, depending on the outcome.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it'll be quite interesting. I think we're looking forward to being the first annual again, just kind of starting from scratch to bring it back. And we encourage everybody that if they have questions, that they reach out to Kevin Eckleberry, and his telephone number is on the poster, which you can find on our Facebook page, or our Muscadet.com page has a link for the truck and tractor pull and the car cruising. So yeah, lots of information out there. So utilize those areas to find it if you need it.
Riverdale loves its baseball and softball, and I see baseball will be a part of it on Friday night, won't it?
Well, actually, we have baseball all 3 days, Phil.
Oh, you have a little league, too.
We do. Yeah. Well, we have a summer league. So Friday kind of starts our summer league baseball tournament at the JC Ballpark, and then we also have the Riverdale varsity baseball game at Pickering that night. So that'll be a nice little tie-in, and a lot of families coming and going from that, and maybe, you know, walking the beat to get to the other little areas that we have things going on. And then that kind of falls into Saturday, where we have the men's unlimited softball tournament at the JC Park. And then we have the Riverdale JV baseball tournament at Pickering Park. So it's going to be really busy, both parks, with those events going on. And then we have Muscadet Mudcats, which isn't our famous Henry, aka Hank. Isn't he umping that?
I don't know. We'll have to see about that.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was going to ump that the last time I talked to him, but I'm not sure. So
he keeps a low profile. So.
Well, I don't know about that. And then Sunday, which we have the men's continue their unlimited softball tournament. So yeah, it's a nice extended weekend of that, and I think it really brings a lot of people out, because a lot of people like to watch that, and you can also watch the youth and the athletes from the school as well, so it's good.
There'll be something set up on the grounds at Pickering, though, right? Off the baseball field there?
There will be. So at Pickering Park on Saturday, we also have, I believe, we have the Thunder Showers bounce houses will be in that area. And then on Saturday, we also have the Girl Scouts food stand from believe it's 11 to 3. So, you know, there's a lot of local little food stand areas and fundraisers for some of our local organizations. So I really hope that everybody comes hungry and takes advantage of all the varieties that we're going to have for them there.
There's a pancake breakfast that kicks off Saturday, too.
There is. So don't. Yeah. So, you know, go to your pancake breakfast there first at St. John's. For the pancake breakfast at the Parish Hall on Beach Street. But then, you know, we have the Cassie Chili Cook-Off. So that, I believe you can start tasting that or testing that around, is it 10 or 1? 1 o'clock, maybe. Yeah, 1 o'clock. So, yeah, there's a lot of things to start out your Saturday morning. And then, you know, you have the American Legion, who is going to have their food stand at the Mushroom headquarters. And then we also have the Festival Committee, who is raising funds, and they have a mushroom brat stand. Now, it's not a morel brat, but it is a mushroom brat, and it's made by the Richland Locker. So yeah, there's lots of varieties. We also have a tasting area at the headquarters on Saturday. So in that tasting area, we have Meister Cheese, Stanica Cattle Company, the Wild Hills Winery, Driftless Gold Organic Maple Syrup, and Gillingham Meads and Spurgeon Winery. And Gillingham Meads is new. And if nobody knows what that is a wine that's made out of honey. And they're just kind of starting to get going from Gillingham. So they're going to have some samples. All of those vendors will have samples, and most of them will have items for sale as well. So we really hope that people, you know, carry a bottle of water, cleanse your palate, and taste away.
I was just thinking about that. This is a good week to diet, maybe, you know,
yeah,
and then save some room fast, and then get ready for Muscadet.
Right.
Man, there's a lot to eat.
Show up hungry. Yeah, show up. Absolutely.
There is, because, you know, we also have a great new coffee vendor, and his name is Bob Ostrander, and he owns Three Roosters Coffee, and he is going to have a stand there at Mushroom Headquarters as well. So he'll start serving hot and iced coffee at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday until gone. And he sells it locally, I believe, at Kelly's Coffee and down at the Boaz Country Store. So we're really anxious for people to get in and try his coffee. I know that's always been, you know, a big request, it sounds like, in years past. So we've been able to bring that to the festival this year. So we hope people take advantage of that.
The number one question when somebody comes to the Mushroom Festival, Eric, is going to be when they get there Saturday morning, okay, where are the mushrooms, right?
That is always the question. That is a great question. So the committee has secured about 400 pounds that we're going to, the American Legion is going to cook and have available for sale at the Village Hall.
Saturday, yep.
Yep. And then we're encouraging anyone that has mushrooms to sell to come into town. We don't have a designated spot, but there's going to be plenty of people. So to have them come in and set up and sell in the village limits. We're also working on
securing up to
getting one particular vendor to come in that just does mushrooms. I want to say we got it, but it's like 95% sure, but we don't have an actual 100% confirmation, so I guess I won't go quite that far, but yes, I think there's going to be some mushrooms for sale. Yep.
And we'll know more about that by Wednesday afternoon, and then we're going to, you know, call y'all here at WRCO and, you know, maybe have you help us get that out there and then get it out on Facebook and things of that nature and kind of word of mouth, but yeah, we'll know if we have that vendor secured by tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
So we're excited.
Yeah. Well, normally I'm guessing wherever they are, they probably sell out pretty quickly. It's first come, first serve, right?
That is correct. Yep.
Yeah, so even Saturday morning when the American Legion starts selling those fried mushrooms, I understand from my coworkers that people kind of sit up the night before and wait in line. So it is really a first come, first serve basis, and they do sell out. And so we're really anxious for, I know we've had a lot of calls from other states. People want to come, so I know some of them listen to WRCO, so when they're listening to it off the website, offline? I hope, yeah, you know, get here. Don't wait. Don't wait till noon, because noon might be too late. So get in line.
Yep. And there always is a line, which is great. Yep.
There's no way to log it or measure it, Eric, but any idea of like where people come from? It's kind of from a several state area sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Tri-state area. There's a couple of ringers that were from quite a distance away, but I think they were probably visiting someone maybe somewhere close by and then showed up. We definitely pull kind of from the tri-state area for sure.
We do, and we've had a couple of calls from people in Missouri looking to come up for mushrooms. So I think, yeah, the tri-state area and even a little bit beyond just kind of depends on, you know, I know I've had a couple calls. I think it was for two people from Missouri. So hopefully they're going to call back tomorrow so we can tell them to come on up and get in line to secure your mushroom purchase.
when you plan this, Eric, certainly you never know how the season's going to go. And I was hearing about people finding them fairly early, what I thought was early this year.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're going to be all right this year.
Yeah. You? Yeah, we were. It was encouraging when they started finding them early, but then it was, you know, you always got to worry about, well, hopefully that the growing season isn't over before the festival actually gets here. So, yeah, no, it's that's kind of been a load off our minds just to mm-hmm. have, you know, that they're out there to be found, you know, which obviously we don't have control of. So that's one thing. It's always kind of scary. But no, this year it looks like we're in good shape.
That sounds good. Also, while you're there, there's some chances to learn a little bit of a history. And I know Mark Cupp has a special program going on.
He does, actually. The Lower Wisconsin Riverway has put together three events for Saturday. And so we'll start off with one, I believe it's at 9 a.m., and it will be at the 202 North Wisconsin Avenue at the Riverway office. And Mark will start that off with a lecture about the mounds of the area, which, you know, he's been with the Riverway Board, I believe, since the late 80s, 1989 maybe. So he's very knowledgeable on all that, and he's been really good about putting all of that together typically for the festival. And once he's done with his lecture, then we'll move into a 10:30 where we're going to have the author of The Ghost Eagles, Linda Meadowcraft, and she'll be talking about her book that she wrote and doing a book signing. So we're really excited about that. I know last year, I believe Mark put some things together and there was standing room only. So
yeah.
So it's a nice crowd. It pulls a nice crowd, and people have always really, really enjoyed it. And then we'll follow that in the afternoon about 1 o'clock. They're going to head out to Frank's Hill to the Effigy Mounds. And that'll start. That's out on Highway 60 and 193. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on with the Lower Wisconsin Riverway office. And we encourage people, if they have questions, to reach out to them, or they can find that information on social media and the muskaday.com website, because our brochure is up there and it gives the information as well. So yeah, we're really hoping that they'll have a nice turnout, which I know they will. They do a great job, and we're looking forward to it.
Some of my little animal friends from Tiny Acres Farms will be there too.
Yes, they will. I know the kitties are all excited about that, and I think some of the adults. And so yeah, they always have a good turnout, and the cutest little things they bring. So that'll be exciting.
You'll never know what you'll see till you get there.
Right? Exactly.
And you have lots of vendors. We were talking about that before we went on the air. And,
yes.
You know, where do you start with all of the things available there? And that's
right?
In the railroad park area. Then,
yes.
Right?
So we are actually full there. We have 74 vendors and we have a waiting list. So we have such a variety that is going to range from, gosh, I don't know, Eric. I mean, we've got books and clothing and
T-shirts, pottery, jewelry, mugs, woodcrafts, all kinds of things. And food, lots of food.
Yeah, we've got cheese curds, which I think you should buy us some cheese curds at the village office, Eric.
I probably should.
And ice cream. And, you know, do you like funnel cakes?
I love funnel cakes.
And they're going to be there.
Wow.
Funnel cakes. Yeah. You know,
making me kind of hungry here.
I know, right? And, you know, we've got shaved ice cream, kettle corn, just everything, jams, jellies, tamales, face painting, nails. I mean, anything you can think of is our variety of vendors. We've got a new vendor coming in too that has gem jewelry, that has gems from out west. And we have somebody that does hand-thrown pottery. And so there's just a nice variety. So, you know, definitely bring a bag to put all your purchases in that you can carry back and forth to your vehicle and unload and load up again. And, you know, our vendors are really a key part to our festival, and they deserve, you know, recognition as well, because it's backbreaking work what they do too. You know, they come in, they set up, they tear down after a long busy day, and they're really a big part of our festival as well. So yeah, we appreciate them.
Yeah,
definitely. Absolutely.
And they're there on Saturday all through the day.
They are. So they'll be down at Railroad Park. So they'll be there early. So, you know, stop down and visit them and a couple times. You know, you never know what you might find.
Kenji pedal pole, they're about, it seems like, every festival.
They are, and the kids get really excited about that. I think they do trophies, too. Yeah, I think they're going to have the trophies and stuff like they always do. So it'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's great to watch.
And you're calling it the Spring Mystery Parade. Is there a mystery about it?
It is. It's so mysterious that I don't even know what it means.
You can't even talk about it.
No, it's just the mystery of spring. You know, that would have been a good question for Cinda and Amy, because that was really put together before I came on board. So, it's just, you know, spring brings a lot of mystery to the area, whether, you know, what you're going to find for flowers, animals, mushrooms, you know, and not only morels, but lots of other mushrooms that grow that are edible mushrooms. So yeah, there's a mystery about everything,
yeah,
right, Eric?
The weather's a bit of a mystery.
Yes. Knock on wood, right? No, we're going to have great weather for this. But yeah, so with our parade, you know, lineup will start down on 2nd Street between the car wash and the high school. And that'll start about 2:00. And then the parade will come south down Wisconsin Avenue. And then when the parade's over, the members of the UW Marching Band, who will be part of the parade, will also then put on a performance in front of the mushroom headquarters. So that'll last, I think it's usually about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, Eric, that they perform there in front of the
something like that, depending on what they're doing.
Yeah. So it's always been really popular, and so we're looking forward to having them back.
It just adds to the festival atmosphere when you're hearing the band play.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So are they going to march, or do they ride in a float?
They'll actually walk in the parade. It's not going to be the entire band. It's going to be members of it, obviously. I mean, we can't accommodate that. Goodness gracious. It would be quite the undertaking for our police department as well to, you know, hold traffic off that long. But they'll be a select group of them, and they'll be part of the parade, and then they'll perform after the parade in front of the mushroom headquarters there at the Village Hall.
And then people, maybe they've worked up an appetite, you know, they haven't eaten for like an hour or two, and they can have some steak then, right?
Absolutely. So after the parade, yeah, because the firemen's, you know a lot probably about that, Eric, so...
It's a very big draw. People are quite aware usually that's happening, which is good because they sell out. So you don't want to wait. It starts at 4 p.m. and you want to be there sooner than later. That's for sure.
Don't wait till 8:00 if you think you know, because by then I'm sure they're going to be gone. But
long gone.
They do a great job, and everybody talks about it. And that's one of the things that people look forward to every year is the Muscadet Volunteer Fire Department steak feed. So yeah, that's going to be awesome. You're buying steak for us too, aren't you, Eric?
Yes. I have a list going here, Carl. I got steak and curds.
Just put it on the tab.
Exactly.
And if you music, guys going down there.
Yeah. Music's always a big part of it as well. I know Donnie Rasek's going to be there as well during the day.
Yes.
Yeah. He'll be at Mushroom Headquarters. Mm-hmm. So from noon to 3:00. So he'll be there along where we're going to have the American Legion food and beverage stand and the festival committee stand. So it'll be a nice little area in our tasting room. Mm-hmm. And our apparels, yes. Goodness gracious, don't forget about all of our mushroom apparel that we're selling. We have a wide variety of sweatshirts, t-shirts for men and women. We have toddlers. We even have animal bandanas and bibs and all kinds of stuff that we're going to have there. And Donnie's going to play music, and he always draws a nice crowd. And so we're really looking forward to having him there. So when you get done there, you know, there's so many other things. But, you know, I want to mention too, Phil, we also have what's called the Driftless Area and Local Wisconsin Beer Sampling. And that's done at Sportsman's between 11 and 3:00. you can go and get 10 samples for $15 of the beers that Scott Oxner and Darren Johnston have kind of pooled together of what they're going to have for sampling. And you get, I believe, their souvenir glasses too.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you'll also get a souvenir glass with that. And that's always been really popular. It'll be out in the I think they have like a patio lounge area outside of Sportsman's
Party patio.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So that's where it's going to be. So it always, I think, draws a great crowd. And I know we're looking forward to feedback this year on what people think of all the brews that they were able to bring on Saturday.
Collect the glasses and trade them with your friends. And,
exactly. Yeah. You could. Hey, we could. You know, they used to do that. Wasn't it Hardee's when they were in town? They used to have those collectible glasses and McDonald's and all of those. Yeah, we could start. We should there start you go. That.
Some are worth money now.
Right?
Saturday night culminates with fireworks. How cool is that, Eric?
It's pretty awesome shooting out over the river. It's just, that's always a big draw, too.
And it's beautiful, I hear. It's been beautiful in years past, and it's at dusk. So a lot of people wonder, when does it start? At dusk. So, you know, find your parking spot and get ready and or get your blanket and wait and enjoy it.
This time of year, it's not that late.
No.
You know, it's probably between 8 and 8:30 somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, after you finish your steak feed, you can take a little jaunt over to the park and walk some of that food off and those calories and, you know, pull out your bag of cotton candy from the food vendors or the kettle corn and plop down there and have a seat and watch the fireworks. It'll be a great show.
It will. And then things kind of wrap up on Sunday then, Carla?
They do. So, you know, Sunday is not necessarily fest day, but we do have a lot of things that still go on. So a lot of our local businesses and bars will have live music that day. So we also have, like I mentioned earlier, at 9 o'clock, the Men's Unlimited Softball Tournament will continue at the JC Ballpark. And then we also have the Cowboy Church, which Monty Berger is very popular, not just here in Richland Center, but Muscadet and the surrounding areas. And he's going to have a service at the Presbyterian Church at 9:30. So I think he usually has a great following. He does a great job. So I encourage people to go out and enjoy that. And then there's a cornhole tournament that'll start at 11 o'clock that is at the JC Park. So more information is on the Muscadet.com website. And, you know, if they have any questions on how to get registered for that, you know, give us a call at the Village Park, at the Village office. But otherwise, you can register at the park that day. And they said that bags will fly at noon. So come ready. Bring your own bags if you want. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think it'll draw a nice group of people. There's a lot of people that like to do that.
Yes,
have you ever played cornhole tournament?
Not a tournament.
No, just no.
Not that good, but I do enjoy it. Yes.
You're not going to be given lessons that day then?
Not at all. No. Nope.
All right. Well, many things going on, and we'll kind of come back and recap and look ahead at some other things, including a safe ride, which is available this weekend in Muscadet. That's when the morning show continues.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you. As we gather with loved ones this Memorial Day, let's remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Their courage will always inspire us. This Memorial Day message is made possible by House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Hillsboro Equipment, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, The Shoebox, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsboro Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
The hunt for the Pine Valley Community Village token continues this week. Yesterday, we gave you the first clue in the token hunt. Creativity is a scavenger hunt. It is your obligation to pay attention to clues to the thing that gives you that little tweak. Now, here is today's second clue. You have to cross many bridges and you have to walk many paths in your life. But what is most important is to know which bridges you should not cross and which paths you should not walk. Again, you have to cross many bridges and you have to walk many paths in your life. But what is most important is to know which bridges you should not cross and which paths you should not walk.
Good luck. It's day number two of the Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt. If you find the token, please call Pine Valley Community Village immediately or notify them on their Facebook page. This year's treasure trove of prizes contains over $600 worth of gift certificates, cash, and additional gift baskets, many treasures. So look for that Pine Valley token around Richland Center. It will not be hidden on private property. Find the token and you'll win some big prizes from Pine Valley Community Village. Carla Doudna and Eric Johnson are in the studio with us as we talk about all the great things going on in Muscadet this weekend. One of the things we wanted to talk about, Eric, was something that I believe is new, the Safe Ride as a part of the festival this weekend. Maybe you could talk about that for us.
Yeah, the Muscadet Police Department and Bud Light kind of sponsor the Thunder Showers is actually going to be doing the Safe Ride. And that'll be on the 17th and the 18th, so Friday from 6 p.m. to 2:30 a.m., and then Saturday noon to 2:30 a.m. They'll provide Safe Ride. You can just text to 608-485-1083, and they'll get you home safe.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, it really is. Yes, it is.
Keep everybody safe.
Yep.
So, and have a good time this weekend. Again, that's available both Friday night and Saturday as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the festival committee is just kind of trying to get everything together, isn't it? And put it all together. And now it kind of comes to fruition, hopefully, Carla, this weekend.
It does. It does. I mean, you know, the festival committee and the village office staff, which would be Cinda, Amy, and myself. And then we have, our public works department, which is headed up by our superintendent Troy Wardell and his group, and you know we put a lot of off the clock hours in and hard work and dedication to make all of this come to light. And you know it's not just something that just kind of magically appears, and so I think that we do a great job and we work really well together. And we also have great sponsorships with our Riverdale School and other local businesses that let us use their facilities. So we're grateful and thankful for the community that comes together to make this festival happen, because that's really key. So I think our sponsors, Eric, I know you wanted to really thank them for everything that they did.
Yeah,
and do.
It wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't be possible without them. So, I mean, we're very, very grateful for their support and partnership. It just plays such a key role in being able to have the event. We greatly appreciate their participation and their partnership. I mean, it really is it is a lot of work, but it's a pretty awesome thing to see a community come together.
Absolutely.
and do something like this. So it's fun to watch and be a part of that, Phil.
Well, definitely. And, you know, the community benefits, you're bringing in people from outside the area, but again, you got to give a little bit to get a little bit back.
Exactly. Yep.
So yeah. Thanks to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I want everyone to know too, that the proceeds from this festival will be used for recreational items within the village, and also for the Historical Mile projects. And if anybody needs more information about the Historical Mile project, I really encourage them to reach out to the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce. They have a lot of information on that project, and hopefully they'll have some of that information available for all of our participants and spectators that come down Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well for the festival.
Definitely recommend checking that out. That's a really neat project they got going on.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good. So hopefully they can do that. But yeah, so, and I think, you know, just again, I just want to, you know, give a big shout out to our festival committee, which, has some of our village committee members on there as well, and some just community member volunteers. And really, the village office is a one-stop shop. And that's where everything happens within the village. And I really appreciate, and I know my coworker Cindy and Amy do as well, appreciate everyone's patience, because it's kind of been a little bit crazy there in our office. And
that's an understatement.
Right, right. And Troy and his guys at you know, the street department and everything that they're doing with getting the flag banners put up, and just everything that goes into it would not be possible without all of those moving parts, and with here at WRCO as well for letting us come here and get that word out. So, you know, kudos to everybody and to all of our local businesses that really step up and help put this together, our chamber as well, because they've helped us do that, and Hidden Valleys, who has made a lot of posts for us. So we're grateful for everybody, and we're thankful, and we hope to see everybody this weekend to come out and enjoy this community event and help it continue for years to come.
There's something for everybody. I mean, you can start, you can go to some garage sales. They're going to be open as well, right?
They will, Friday and Saturday. They will. We don't have any mapped out. I mean, it's not an organized one. So you really kind of just have to look, watch the signs, and be careful. Remember your surroundings. There's going to be lots of people. So when you're driving to these garage sales, you know, just, you know, mind the speed limit, you know, that, you know, Chief Schramm will remind you of as well, or his staff. So, you know, just be mindful of your surroundings, that there's going to be a lot of people out on with foot traffic. So please, you know, drive appropriately.
Riverdale Schools as well. Some of their clubs are going to be helping out and having stands and benefits for some school projects too, right?
They will. And actually, we use the Riverdale School District's bus garage area, which we're thankful for. And we also have the Leo Club, which is the Junior Lions. And I forgot to mention that earlier. They will be over there with all of our vendors on Saturday. They'll have a food stand over there as well. So it's a great little fundraiser for them, and it helps them understand the importance of giving to your community. So, and what that giving can do, and the money that you raise, whether it's for recreational projects or whatever community projects that they would use that for, or even sponsorships. And I don't know that that's what they do it for, but you know, a lot of clubs do, and those sponsorships are important to our kids. So, you know, I really hope that, again, like I've said before, come out hungry, bring your carrying bag, you know, so that you can purchase items and just really support it and enjoy it. It's a great family event, and it's a great time maybe for you to get together with a group of your friends that you haven't seen for a while and just roam the village and enjoy yourself.
Indeed. And I think it's a real homecoming, Eric, for a lot of people from the Muscadet community too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's something a lot of people look forward to, and that is kind of their thing. That's it's on their schedule, and that's something they look forward to. It's just fun. It brings people together. So
kind of like a class reunion, really, for Muscadet, in a sense, isn't it?
Sure,
in
it is.
In a way, it is. Yeah.
Yep. And is there a secret recipe for frying the mushrooms at Legion Hall? Is that something? Butter is the key.
Butter is key. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
It is. It is. So yeah, we're gonna be getting many, many, many pounds of butter for them to fry up those 400 pounds of mushrooms. So
it's gonna be great.
Yeah, it is. It is. So we'll have plenty of napkins for you. So when you know, get done eating them with your fingers, you don't wipe it on your pants, because it will stain.
I suggest maybe a bib too. You know,
right?
You should wear a bib.
Well, you know, we are selling bibs as part of our apparel. So hey, you pop in that office and get yourself a bib while you wait in line and put it to good use.
Don't want to waste a drop.
No, right? you don't. You know, lick your bib off the butter and stuff. So what about the office? People can call and actually talk to a live person this week, right?
They can. They can. And, you know, I don't want to discourage that. I want to encourage people to, you know, if you need information. But I also really want to direct you to our Facebook page and to our Muscadet.com website. We do have information out there. Not that you can't call the office. You absolutely can. But a lot of the information that you're going to need is going to be available there. Again, like Eric had said earlier in the show, by tomorrow afternoon, we'll have more information about the sale of fresh mushrooms, and we will make a post and get it, you know, call you guys here and get that out. So we won't have any additional information until that time. So, you know, again, we're just really appreciate everybody being patient with us in the office while we traipse through the deepness as the busyness gets, as the days progress towards the weekend.
It'll be a little
closer, I guess, the busier.
Yeah, yes. Right. It'll be a little quieter on Monday, I'm guessing.
Right, and we'll be physically exhausted. So, and we still have to open the office, so that will be another day that we will, you know, ask you to please be patient with us. But, you know, it's all great, and it's for a great cause. It's for a great community event, and I really look forward to being part of it this year as a new Village employee. So I'm grateful for everybody to that has helped me and educated me on this. And, you know, Eric does a great job chairing our committee and everyone else. And we're just really excited to see everybody.
It has the makings for being the best and the biggest ever, I think, for Muscadet, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yep. I think, who was saying that? It's one of the first, Marty Richards, when he came down from the tourism
really
here.
Yeah, it really kind of kicks off the festival season.
Yeah, that's one of the first parades in the Southwest region of the year. So that's great. We hope everyone, and anybody can participate in the parade. There's no pre-registration. So just remember, you know, if you have a school float or a class reunion float, you know, some of those people that are going to come together, and it'll be fun.
Just drive down and fall in line.
Yeah, because we do have judging, so you know, make it spring mystery.
Spring mystery.
That's right.
Dress up like a morel mushroom. Maybe.
There you go. Yes. That would be wicked awesome, wouldn't it? Who can throw together a costume by Saturday?
Somebody probably can.
I bet they could.
Sure. And the thing we do know for sure about the mystery parade is members of the EW band will be there. So that's going to really top it off.
It will. It'll be great. And then be sure you stay and come down to Mushroom headquarters and watch them do a little performance after that for about a half an hour or so. It'll be great.
We'll be keeping you updated here, and I know Riverdale student Michael Hernan has been busy getting some interviews there in the Muscatine area.
Yeah, and he's done a great job. Yeah. So we're really glad that he was able to do that. It really kind of brings it all home in full circle that, you know, you have him working here, and he's helping put together items for the Morel Mushroom Festival. So it's been awesome.
Hear those reports coming up.
So, yes,
through the week. Anything else either one of you would like to add today?
Just remember, it's really, the festival is about community, right, Eric? And we want everybody to come out and have a great time. And, you know, just enjoy yourself. Rain or shine, bring your sunscreen, wear your sun hat. We do have sun hats too, Phil. Maybe we should get you one if you're going to be down at one of the ball games. And, you know, just enjoy yourself between a ball game, bounce houses, all the food stands, the apparel, the band, the music, the beer sampling, all the other sampling happening in the tasting area. And the steak feed. I mean, just everything. There's something for everyone. So, you know, Don't think that there isn't, because there is. So come down and take a peek if you haven't come.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all your hard work.
Yes.
Yeah, putting it together. Yeah. I know there's more to come.
But, absolutely.
Good to take you away for a few hours here today to come and visit.
Appreciate that.
I know. I might have to go on a little journey. Do I have to go back to the office, Eric? Thanks, Phil, for having us.
Maybe go look for some mushrooms or something on the way back. Carla Dowden and Eric Johnson joining us on this portion of the morning show. Again, the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival is coming up this weekend.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
I am Michael Hernan from WRCO here with Bart Nice, the owner of Delta 3 Engineering. The number to call for Delta 3 Engineering is 608-348-5355. Delta 3 Engineering is a proud sponsor for the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. Here's what Bart had to say about the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Fest and the Village of Muscadet as a whole.
Hello, this is Bart Nice, owner of Delta 3 Engineering in Platteville, Wisconsin. We're a small consulting engineering firm that provides civil, municipal, structural, and mechanical engineering services, as well as grant writing, surveying, land development, and building design services. Our company started working with the Village of Muscadet in 2005, and for the last 19 years, helped hand-in-hand with the village and its staff grow the Village of Muscadet and improve its infrastructure for the betterment, health, and safety of its village residents and businesses. Commitment of the village staff and its residences and our staff, we've been able to satisfy many projects across the spectrum of the village's needs with many, many grant monies and grant funding organizations to help solidify the village's stance and growth for its community. The Delta 3 Engineering feels very honored to be part of the village and its community. And because of that, that's why we decided to provide a substantial donation this year, because we've grown just as much as the village has over the last 19 or 20 years. And we feel it's very important that we continue our communication and teamwork that's the basis of our firm with the village and its staff, and help their future growth. And I just want to thank the village staff, present and past, for all of its hard work and efforts, as well as the current board members and past board members. Due to our relationship and communication between both entities, it has certainly proven a successful relationship and successful returns for the Village of Muscadet and its future growth. Thank you.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
I am Michael Hernan from WRCO, here with Mike Felton from Driftless Area Business Systems. The number to call for Driftless Area Business Systems is 608-383-8733. Driftless Area Business Systems is a proud sponsor for the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival.
All right, so could you tell me about Driftless Area Business Systems?
Driftless Area Business Systems was started in 2021. And we specialize in designing and hosting websites for local and regional area businesses. We do just anything IT related, really. We build and sell new computers. You can check us out at our website at driftlessareasystems.com. We also serve as the IT secretary for the Muscadet Area Chamber of Commerce. And we designed their new website. You guys can go check that out at muscadetchamber.com.
So you're a big part of the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, and the Mural Mushroom Festival is coming up. So what plans do you have for the Mushroom Fest?
Well, I think as far as Driftless Area Business Systems goes, we've made our impact with the local area businesses as far as hosting quite a few of their websites. I think we will have some signage up a couple places around town, and we do also run the ad screens that you can see at Sportsman's and Honkers as well.
So can you tell me more about some websites that you've been working on recently?
For the website for the Chamber of Commerce, we've added the functionality where people can go and sign up. If they're not part of the Chamber already, they can pay their dues online, they can read about our annual fall opener event, and they can even purchase tickets on the website now.
All right, thank you so much.
Not a problem, thank you.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors